Hey y'all. Squid's here. I am really excited for today. As you know, today's my AMA, my Ask Me Anything Ramble Fap. I have a bunch of questions that you guys sent me. So I will try my best to answer all of them. Yeah, I'm really excited. I think today's gonna be good. So let's get started. We're just gonna go into it. It's probably gonna be like a 30-minute audio. And by the end of it, hopefully I'm brainless and coming for you. Okay. So I am at my desk, as always. My AC is on full blast, as always. I'm wearing a long sleeve black shirt. Along the arms have like little cutouts down the sleeves, which is really cute, and they're like kind of like tied. And that's really cute. Yeah. And then the chest part has like it's also cut out, but it's like a little strap situation, so it's really cute. I am wearing panties today. They are hot pink. They have lace around the waist, and then they have like navy blue skulls and lightning bolts on them, so they're really cute. And then bralette today is almost the same hot pink, but it has lace and hearts all over it, and then straps in the front, so it's really cute too. Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys hear that. For toys, I was thinking just wand. I feel like wand, maybe dildo would be the best. Maybe I sit and grind on a toy while my wand is on my clit. That might be nice. And yeah, we have a lot of questions, so let's get started. Let me grab the toy and sit down on it, the dildo, and sit down on it. I'm thinking my big one because it just feels really nice, and I know that you guys like hearing me get brainless on it. So yeah, give me 1 second. Okay, so toy is on my chair, and I am. Oh, fuck! Sliding down on it is like the craziest feeling. I swear to God. Oh. Okay. I'm just gonna go up and down a couple times. I'm already fucking wet, so this is gonna be fine. Oh, it gives me fucking shivers. Okay. Oh, just feeling it stretch me is just like the perfect feeling, honestly. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so fucking big. Holy shit. Okay. 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 We're in. Oh, fuck. That's really nice. Okay. Fuck. I'm not gonna put the wand on yet because I want to be somewhat coherent for the rest of, like, for most of this. But I'm just gonna grind on my dildo and make myself feel good. So, Okay, so I am gonna describe myself as like a first like intro to this. Because I feel like I get that question a lot, like just what do I look like? You know, what are some like characteristics of my body and my look, I guess. So I am tall. I am about 6 feet tall. My whole family is pretty tall, so yeah. I'm really pale, really, really pale. not like the most pale person ever, but like very pale. I do have like some freckles like along my arms. I have some on my like cheeks, like my like under my eyes and like around that area. That show up a lot in like late summer. Like after I've been in the sun for a couple months and it's like Wow, you're really freckly. I have long, like straight black hair, or sorry, brown hair. I don't know if I was thinking black. I think I'm thinking black on like what I wear. But brown hair, long straight. It's about to my waist right now, a little bit lower than my waist. I have really pretty green eyes. I love my eyes. I wear glasses. Yeah. My main glasses are clear, like transparent plastic, and they're really cute. I love them. They make my eyes pop, and yeah, I love them. I'm a bit curvy. I feel like I'm very proportionately curvy though, so that's really nice. I have a little bit of like a tummy, which is totally cute. I actually love my tummy. Yeah, I have a nice ass. I have big tits. They're great. Yeah, double D's are really fun to have. So yeah, that's kind of what I look like. I might, like, I've been thinking about putting some pictures up, but I don't know yet. My favorite type of music. Let's see. I should have probably read through these first, but I didn't. So my favorite type of music. I probably go to rock and metal the most. Right now I've been on like a EDM pop kick right now. But also like I've been really into like emo, hardcore, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I would say that. Metal, EDM, rock, pop, drum and bass, love drum and bass. Yeah, I just kind of like all kinds of music, so yeah. Okay. Can I drive a stick shift? Yes. It was my first car was a stick shift, so yes, I can drive that. My favorite pizza? Oh fuck. Chicken garlic. Yeah, so like white sauce, so like a white like Alfredo or ranch sauce or something like that. Like I don't even know if it's Alfredo, but like you know, the white garlic sauce with like chicken, tomatoes, cheese, obviously. Like some onions. Oh, love that. Yeah. Okay. Fuck. I feel like I'm like all over the place. Am I open to collabs? Yes, 100%. I actually have a couple in mind already with yeah, a couple people. So yeah, I'm very open to collabs. Okay, so my favorite kind of toy, definitely my clit sucker. I feel like that's really fun, very nice, feels very good. Like it's probably the best toy that I've had. Close second, probably my Lovin's toys, the Lush and the Nora. Those are just wonderful. The wand is always great, but yeah, the clit sucker for sure. My favorite color, blush pink, vape bubblegum pink, and like a forest green. I love those colors. Oh, this fucking toy feels so good. My favorite season, fall or winter for sure. What are my hobbies? I love to paint. I love being creative. I'm a pretty big video game person. Like I really enjoy video games. And cooking. I love cooking. I absolutely love cooking. I will cook for anybody anytime. Yeah, I absolutely love cooking. Okay, going off of video games, my current games that I'm playing, Destiny 2, League of Legends, which I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, Warframe, and like CS2, Counter-Strike 2. I started playing the Dune Awakening game. I actually like, kind of like that. I love games like that. So like Valheim is a really fun game. That's probably one of my favorite games. Baldur's Gate 3 was amazing. So those are some of my favorite games. This is an interesting question. When was my last date? I'm trying to think. It's hard to think and grind at the same time. End of May was my last date. It was kind of spur of the moment, just like I downloaded Hinge and got a date and went, and I wasn't really vibing with him, so we just decided to stay friends, and then neither of us talked to each other, so it was like pretty awkward, but it was fine. The food was good, so yeah. What is my day-to-day job? So I'm not gonna give super details on this, but I am a small business owner. I've been doing what I do for about a year now, or about a year and a half actually. And so I really love it. I've been really loving it. We sell locally here in Oregon, and we're like currently expanding to like do online stuff, which is really cool. But yeah, locally has been really good to me, and has been really fun, and I get to be creative in this job, and it's really nice. So yeah, I get to do my own thing, have my own schedule, all of that. It's great. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What is a kink that you are interested in but haven't built up the nerve to try or met someone to try it with? Oh my God. It's so hard to think. Probably like free use stuff or like light CNC stuff. I feel like if I'm being honest with y'all, I haven't had a lot of like kink experience. My past partners have all been very vanilla. There's been like a couple times where it was like a little bit kinky, but it like wasn't the main thing, you know. It wasn't like crazy kinky, like anything like that. So, yeah, but I feel like I'm at a point where I know what I want and I like and need, and so yeah, eventually I'll find that partner to do that stuff with, and it'll be fun, and I'll love it. I know I will, 'cause yeah. Will anyone get to use your lovin's on you for an audio later? That's a fun question. I'll say maybe. I'll say maybe. I have, yeah. I'll say maybe. That's what I'll say maybe right now. Okay. Oh God. What's your favorite song at the moment? Oh gosh. I have a couple, I would say. Covet by Basement, for sure. That's like my number one right now. Oh fuck. Old Friends by Pine Grove is a banger. I've been loving that song right now. Letters to You by Finch. Any Artemis song, honestly. The guy that did I Like the Way You Kiss Me, that song. He makes incredible music, honestly. Like, it's not just, I don't know. Yeah. Great music. I'm trying to think if there's any other that I can think of. Fuck, I'm just like sitting here grinding on this and I can't think. Fuck. What Once Was. Or What Once Was, yeah, by Hers. They're a great band, incredible band, but they sadly passed away like some years ago and in a car accident. And so that was really sad. But incredible music. Yeah, that's a best, that's a great song. Oh, if you could be a pizza topping, what would you be and why? Maybe pineapple because I'm just so sweet. And yes, pineapple does belong on pizza. I will fight anybody that says otherwise. fuck. Would you rather fight a one or fuck? Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Oh God, wait. Oh fuck, that's a really hard question. Maybe the 100 duck-sized horses, but that's so many duck-sized horses. But then like one horse-sized duck, he could just like chop my head off, right? Like with his beak would be so freaking big, or his bill or whatever they're called. Oh man. Oh gosh. Maybe the small horses. 'Cause I'm pretty tall. I feel like I could just kick them, you know? I could just punt them, you know? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. what celebrity do people say you look like the most? I don't actually think I've ever heard that I look like a celebrity. But I do hear that I look familiar, like a lot. Like people I've never met before will be like, "Why do you look so familiar? Like you actually look so familiar." And I'm like, "We've never met a day in my life. I don't know. It's kind of crazy." And I hear that all the time that I look familiar. So I guess I just have a familiar face. Fuck. What's your favorite part of my body? My eyes are so fucking pretty. I love my eyes. I really like my tummy and my hips too, which is kind of crazy because I feel like a lot of women struggle with that, but I honestly love my body. I feel like I'm pretty hot. Honestly, like I love my curves, I love my shape, I love, yeah, everything. Yeah, okay. How many times do you think, how many times per day? Oh my God, I can't read. How many times per day do you think you can come? Oh fuck. I think the most amount of times that I've come was like six. But if I was really determined, if I was doing it and I was really determined, maybe like 15, which is like a crazy number. That sounds like a really crazy number, but like, oh, I just like, yeah, I think 15 would be really good. Does size matter? Be honest. Honestly, not really. Because there are so many other ways to like make me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like there's so many other ways. I would never shame someone for their size. I obviously have some audios like praising big cocks, but I still wouldn't shame someone for being smaller, you know? I think everyone is really beautiful in their own ways and very unique, and so yeah, I would never shame someone's body ever. Oh God. I might grab my fucking wand. Holy shit. When was the last time you had sex? How good was it? It's more than a year at this point. And it wasn't great. It was not great. My sexual experiences have not been amazing, honestly. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that. Oh my God. Okay. I am so fucking wet right now. This toy is fucking just filling me, and it's fucking amazing. Oh my God, I may take a second and just grab my wand and just like play for like a couple minutes. Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna grab my wand. One second. Okay. It's plugged in and everything. It won't die, which is really good. I love when toys don't die. Okay. Oh my God. I fucking love that feeling. Oh my God. Fuck. I do wish there was a ramp mode though where it just like started really gently and then went up. Oh my God. Oh, it just fuck. It just feels so fucking good. Okay, where was I? Fuck. What's your biggest turn on a man? Physically or other? Fuck. I really enjoy masculinity in a man. Just the energy of masculinity is just kind of intoxicating. Dominance, 100%. Humor. I need to be laughing every day, multiple times a day, or I will be sad. If he's able to make me feel safe is another kind of thing that I get turned on by, is like just feeling safe and comfortable with him. If I feel considered, I really feel like I need to be considered in a partnership or a relationship or whatever to feel turned on. Fuck. Physically is different because I just all of my partners have all been different. Like they've all looked so different. I've been with short guys, tall guys, bigger guys, smaller guys, and I say guys, but it's I've only been with like a handful of people. So yeah, but the range was really big. Like one of my exes was probably like 250 pounds, 6'6", 6'5", bald, all of that. And then I had another ex that was shorter than me, super slender, and hairy, super hairy. Yeah, it's just been really different. So yeah. Fuck, I can't even think. Yeah. Physically doesn't really matter to me, honestly. Doesn't really matter. I do love a good beard though. I fucking love beards. Oh my fucking God. Anyways, what's your biggest kinks? Okay, this is a big question because there's a lot that I really enjoy. First off, daddy stuff. Oh my fucking God, I love daddy stuff. Being submissive, of course, is like my kind of nature. That's just like where I norm to. That's my norm. So any kind of like dom sub dynamic is perfect for me. Spit play, like I just want to open my mouth with my tongue out and you just spit in my mouth and then shove your cock down my throat, like holy fuck. Oh fuck. That kind of coincides with my deep throating kink. Like, I fucking love having my face fucked. I love deep throating. I fucking just, I have, maybe I have an oral fixation. I love fingers in my mouth. Like, I love sucking on fingers. I love, like, kissing. Oh my God. I love sucking dick. Yeah, I fucking love that. So, like I said earlier, I've never like experienced like oh fuck, like free use or CNC kind of stuff, but I love the idea of it. Like that kind of goes into like somnophilia, I think is what it's called. Oh God. Fuck, it's getting so hard to think. Yeah. Oh God. Okay, so the idea of being tied down is really hot. Like legs spread, tied to the bed, unable to like move or do anything, and just being forced to like come over and over and over and over and over again just feels fucking like I feel like that would be amazing. Oh fuck. Or like just oh fuck. Breeding. Oh my fucking God. I wanna be cream pied every fucking day. Oh my fucking God. And if you don't know already, it's safe because I have an IUD. So yeah, you could come in me any day. fuck. Public play. I really love the idea of that. I feel like that would be fucking hot. Of course, not in a like area where people fuck like would easily see it and whatever. Going into that, I'd love being watched by my partner. So like if I was on the bed and I was just fucking playing with my pussy and he was just sitting in a chair like across from me, like stroking his fucking cock or like telling me what to do. Oh fuck. Oh my god, that should be so fucking hot. Yeah, just being, oh fuck. Yeah, that's really fucking hot. Okay. Craziest place you've fucked slash fabbed. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. I made myself come next to one of my friends that was sleeping one time. That was probably the craziest place. Yeah, he was just passed out and I just couldn't help it. Yeah. Oh god, favorite kind of porn to watch. Okay, so I don't watch often. I'm way more into like the amateur, like real kind of stuff. I don't like produced porn at all. Unless it's like really good or like something that I love, like, you know, I don't know, or like a position that I love or really good camera angle or whatever. Oh fuck, oh my god. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Body count, 4 people. I've only slept like actively with 4 people, and they were all relationships. Fuck. I've played with more people, like not sex, but or like full sex, I would say, but fuck. Yeah. Four men. Fuck, most embarrassing thing that happened to you during sex. Fuck. Honestly, I don't really remember anything that was embarrassing. Oh my god, this is so fucking good. I really can't think of anything. Oh my god. I've never been like caught or anything like that. I don't like that I can remember right now. Like I fucking. Oh my god. Fuck. How about the weirdest stuff you're into? Oh, that's a weird question because I don't know what's weird to people. If I think about what other people think are weird, I feel like people probably think CNC and spit play is weird. Oh my fucking god. Yeah. I don't think people really like being spit on or, you know. CNC stuff. Oh my god. Fuck. That's really fucking good. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay. What's my favorite drink of choice? Or what's my drink of choice? Alcohol. We're talking apple whiskey. And White Claws. Fuck. Oh my god. Raspberry White Claws are the best fucking thing ever. They have a lot of really good flavors though. Oh my god. I don't drink sparkling water normally, like or like sparkling stuff. But fuck, a White Claws just slaps. And the raspberry one just doesn't even taste like alcohol. Oh my god. This is getting really fucking hard. Normal drinks, water. I fucking love water. Any kind of tea. I love tea. If we're talking like pop, or sorry, soda, if for those of you that don't say pop. Oh my god. I don't drink soda or pop often. I would probably have to go Sprite. Or like a vanilla Coke or like a cherry Coke or something. Oh God. Yeah, that's what I'd have to. Yeah. So those are my drinks of choice. Apple juice or orange juice? Fuck. Orange juice with pulp, honestly. Yeah. Orange juice with pulp. Fuck. Okay. What is your aesthetic? Your so like my clothing, I guess. Fuck. My wardrobe is mainly black. I am definitely like a goth kid at heart. Or like an emo kid at heart. Fuck. Oh my God, this is so fucking good. Yeah, black like black skinny jeans, leggings, skirts, dresses. I love a good sundress that's black. Any shirt that shows off my tits, honestly, I fucking love that. Fuck. Band t-shirts when I want to be comfy. Cardigans in the winter. Fuck. Oh my God. Yeah, boots. I love fucking I have combat boots that I wear all the time. I have sneakers or tennis shoes that I wear normally, or like fuck. Around the house I wear fucking fuzzy Crocs. I love short socks. I love thigh highs. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's getting like so fucking hard to think. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. I only have like a couple questions left, so I'm gonna fucking answer these and fucking come. Okay. How many pillows do I sleep with? Oh fuck. I'm trying to count them. Oh my fucking God. Like 4 or 5. I don't use 4 or 5 every single night, but they're on my bed. Fuck. So fucking good. So fucking good. Oh my God, okay. God, these are some weird questions, y'all. Fuck. Hoodies or zip up hoodies? Zip up hoodies, because they're just more convenient. I don't feel like I'm getting choked all the time. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Do you have any pets? I do have pets. I have 2 dogs and 2 cats. Oh my fucking God. Oh God. Oh my fucking God. That's so fucking good. That's really fucking good. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Last question. How do you take your coffee? Fuck. Cream and sugar if I'm making it at home. I literally just answered this question earlier to someone. And then if I'm like getting coffee, oh my God. Like at Starbucks or something, for example, they have, oh my God. Fuck, they have a cherry cold foam, and I usually get an iced cafe latte with the cold foam, the cherry cold foam, almond milk, and 1 pump of classic syrup because it's not sweet enough. Oh my God, okay. That's all the questions. I think I answered them all. Fuck. Oh my God, okay. Oh my fucking God. If I missed any questions, please ask in the comments and I will fucking answer them. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, I literally have been fucking like on edge this whole fucking time. Oh my God, that feels so fucking good. I really hope you liked all these answers and the fucking gives you a better look at me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God. That's so fucking good. That's so fucking good. Oh my God. Oh my God, right fucking there. Right fucking there. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's so fucking good. That's so fucking good. Oh my God. Fuck. Okay, fuck, I wanna come. Oh my God. Fuck, I'm the best girl. I'm the best fucking girl. The best fucking prettiest princess fucking type shit. Oh my God. Fucking baby doll girl, like all of that. I just fucking love that. I love that. I fucking love when you guys call me things like that. Oh my God. I'm just thinking of all the times I've been called the best girl, and it's like so fucking nice. Oh my God. Just all of the fucking compliments and the praise that you guys give me is so fucking good. It's so fucking good. That's it. That's it. Fuck, that's gonna make me come. Oh. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh my God, that's it. Right fucking there. Right fucking there. That's gonna make me come. Oh my God, I'm fucking coming. Oh my God. Yes, fuck. Oh my God. My pussy is fucking clamming this dildo. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God, it's so fucking big. Oh my fucking God. Okay, wand fucking needs to come off. Okay. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Okay. Okay. Oh my God, my fucking pussy is just spasming. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Fuck. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Wow. Okay, fuck. Oh my God. Oh God. That was really fucking good. Fuck, okay, I'm gonna take a deep breath. Oh my God, so fucking good. Wow, this is gonna be really fucking long. I'm so sorry. I really hope you enjoyed knowing a little bit more about me. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. I will talk to you guys later. If you have any more questions, just put them in my comments and I will answer them as soon as possible. Fuck. I will, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye.